Good morning, everyone. This is Matthew Ricker on the Chamber Show here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial and worldwide at WVOX.com. Today we have Kelly Guarino from the Neuroshow Radiology coming on. But first, Catherine White, the executive director for the Chamber, is here joining us on the phone with some Chamber announcements. Catherine, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Excellent. Well, I think the most important thing to talk about this morning is the fact that, all the bills have been passed and that now the payroll protection program has been refunded for $250 billion, and they are accepting new applications starting this morning at 10:30 a.m. So we are advising everybody, any small business to medium-sized business and not-for-profit that hasn't already applied, you can reach out to your current bank and apply on their portal. This is less money than initially funded, and we saw that that money ran out. So funds are capped, and they mean it. So we need you to get in there as soon as you can.
Yeah, that's very important, especially during these difficult times.
Definitely. And then the EIDL program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, was also refunded, but they are not taking new applications at this time. Again, another example of first come, first serve.
Right.
So when and if that program opens up, we will definitely let you know. And we have updates on our website and on our social media with links to SBA and how to find a lender if you need it, and other detailed information about the new programs and relief packages that were just passed.
If there's any small business that's listening right now, is the Chamber accepting new members right at this time?
Oh, of course. We're always accepting new members. We'd love to have you, and there's lots of benefits to being in the Chamber, especially that, you've got a united front advocating for you and updating you as you need through our websites and our email blasts. So, any new members, certainly welcome to come.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for some announcements, and wish you were here.
I know, Matt. That's why I wanted to also say thank you. I know you do a great job all the time on our radio show, but now with social distancing and the calling in, it just made your position, just a little more difficult trying to coordinate the phone calls and trying to the pre-interviews, and we appreciate the great job that you consistently do for us at the Chamber and for the radio show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Catherine.
All right, well, this is going to be a great show. I know Kelly's got some great information about non-COVID health issues that need to be attended to, and it's really important, so I'm sure your listeners are going to have a great time.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so joining us now is Kelly Guarino from Neuroshell Radiology, the Director of Marketing. Kelly, how are you today?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh, sure. And if any of our listeners are, they just have some questions or anything, please call. Our number is 914-636-0110. Kelly and I would be happy to answer any of your questions regarding neuroshell radiology. Kelly, I understand that this is your 50th year in business. It's Neuroshell Radiology's 50th year in business. Can you tell me a little bit about that, as well as Neuroshell Radiology as a whole?
Yes. Before I get right into that, Matt, I just want to take a second to give a big shout out to all the employees at Neuroshell Radiology, dedicated, hardworking people, and also to our community as a whole, to Neuroshell Radiology. I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who are helping us get through this time and all the people who are, struggling with the social distancing, the staying home, the loss of work, and then all the people who are going out there and keeping us safe and helping us. We're one strong community in Neuroshell, and we'll get through this together. So I just want to, give those words of positivity before starting the show. So thank you for letting me do that.
Oh,
and yes, so 2020 marks our 50th year in business at Neuroshell Radiology. We're a private, independent, freestanding radiology facility. Some of our employees have been with us for over 20 years of those 50 that we've been in business. And just last year, last March, we moved our 150 Lockwood Avenue location and combined it with our 175 Memorial Highway location, which is like a brand new facility. It's all newly renovated and beautiful. And all our employees and our same caring staff that was at 150 Lockwood and all the services that were offered there has moved over to our 175 Memorial Highway location. So that was a big move, and we're happy to be all under one roof together.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I've been in that building many times, and I always seem to get lost in there. But but I like how Neurosure Radiology has a lot of big signs directing people, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. So can you tell me about the services that are offered at Neurosure Radiology? Oh, and also before we get to that, I just want to emphasize that you guys are not taking COVID-19 patients or possible COVID-19 patients for testing. You're not a testing
that
facility.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And that is correct. We do not test for COVID-19, and we're actually screening both our employees and patients prior to them coming in for, you know, shortness of breath, a cough, a fever.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing anybody in our office with symptoms.
Yeah. Okay.
Try to limit the exposure for everybody.
Yeah. And you know, for any of our listeners that are thinking of scheduling an appointment, just rest assured and that, you know, they're not taking COVID-19 patients and they have been screening everyone. And I believe off air, you had told me that you started screening patients and staff around March 4th.
Yes, because in Rochelle, everybody knows the community, we kind of started with the COVID a bit earlier.
Right.
Than the surrounding areas. So yes, from, I believe it was March 4th or March 7th, somewhere around there in the beginning of March, we did start that process. And, you know, as a healthcare facility, we've always had the facility thoroughly cleaned nightly, but now we've just upped the disinfecting and the cleaning. You know, and we want to reassure all our patients and the community that we are clean, you know, we're convenient. Most importantly, we care. And yes, we're open. So at a minimum, we're cleaning surface areas, washing our hands after every patient. We're
sure.
Limiting our hours and our schedule so that we limit the number of people through our door because, of course, the health and wellness of our community, our patients, and our employees is our top, you know, priority and concern.
Sure. All right. So, yeah, getting back to the services, can you tell me about the services that you offer?
You got it. We offer pretty much everything. We offer 3D mammography, which is, you know, a newer technology and amazing life-saving technology, but 3D mammography, an open high-field MRI, CT or CAT scans. We perform PET CT scans, ultrasounds, X-rays, bone density tests, and even biopsies in our office. And if anybody had questions about the services or information about them, it's all on our website, which is www.neurorad.com.
Okay. Now, for those who are a little bit claustrophobic and that need to have an MRI, what are your options, or how do you go about dealing with that?
Right. So the open MRI is, you know, that's really the reason why we went that route and got a brand new open high field MRI, because the technology has changed with MRI so that we can now have an open MRI and the strength and good quality images that a closed MRI would give. But we can offer that with the open high field without the tube or the tunnel that people, you know, are so used to hearing about or have had in the past. So our new open MRI is open on the sides, and I like to describe it like a hamburger or an Oreo cookie if you have a sweet tooth, for those with sweet tooth. But the machine is like the bun. So there's a bun on top, there's a bun on the bottom, and then the middle would be the patient. So it's like the sides are open. If you're having a test where you can turn your head, you can look out to the side, and it is really beneficial for patients who are claustrophobic or bariatric patients. The machine holds a large amount of weight, and then being able to see out the side is just, you know, really helpful for those who are claustrophobic. It's one of the strongest true open MRIs in the county, and there's also a video on our website. If you go to www.neurorad.com, you can see like a virtual tour of the MRI. So patients who are nervous can always look at that video first and have their virtual tour before venturing out for that.
Yeah.
So ours is a 1.2 Tesla now. I know people are like, what's a Tesla? But an MRI uses a very strong magnet, and the strength of the magnet is what translates to the image quality. So a 1.2 is like the strongest in Westchester.
Okay, great. And now, for any of our listeners that are wondering, you know, their insurance, they just lost their insurance because they lost their job or their employer has been making cutbacks because of this pandemic. What kinds of options do you have for that? Do you have self-pay, options, or and you know, what about the insurance policies that have high deductibles? What are some of the options for that?
Yeah. Okay, so as a private, you know, freestanding facility, we're always a better economic choice than a hospital or a hospital-based facility, and that's because we have negotiated rates with insurance carriers that are much lower than the hospitals have. So if you do have a high deductible plan or a co-insurance, you're responsible for 20% of the bill. The 20% of the insurance allowed negotiated rate is going to be a lot lower here than somewhere else. And then we have intentionally very good, extremely competitive self-pay rates. And we did that because we don't ever want a patient to avoid having a study or neglect their imaging needs due to the cost of it. So just an example, if you needed a yearly screening routine 3D mammography, it's $100. And we're always willing to work with patients and figure something out that works for them.
Okay, that's great. And now
Oh, and forgive me, Matt.
Sure.
I do just want to say that I know that a lot of physicians joined large groups or, you know, large hospital health systems, but it's really important for patients to know and remember this. They do have a choice on where they go. So even if their physician has joined a hospital or a group, you know, a network, and are saying, oh, you should go here, patients have the right to choose and to know that they're not, it's not all equal in cost. You know, a mammogram here may cost a lot less than a mammogram done just right across the street.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if a patient works 9 to 5 and can't get there during the week, during normal business hours, do you have flexible hours? Do you have weekend hours? I know it's a little trickier now because of everything going on, but.
Yeah. So usually, yes. In Rochelle Radiology usually has Saturday hours as well as evening hours. We would start at 7 a.m. Today, right now today, our facility is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we're still doing our best to be flexible. We're trying to come in before 8 a.m. if we can, or stay a little late if we need to.
Kelly, we will resume that question right when we come back from break. So our listeners, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Hellraisers. WVOX's listeners just don't let up. Man, they are relentless. 1460 WVOX. Take heart, White Plains and Central Westchester. Now that another local radio voice of many years has completely given up the local focus and abandoned any and all hometown programming, there is only one remaining local voice. Welcome to WVOX and WVOX.com. America's great community station, live and Westchester local, for you and yours. No cookie-cutter, piped-in, syndicated, one-size-fits-all corporate program. There's always something happening on WVOX and WVOX.com. Now, Westchester's only local station. We're glad to be of service to White Plains, Greenburg, and Mount Vernon, too. It was only a matter of time.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Chamber Show here on WVOX, live 1460 on your AM dial and worldwide at WVOX.com. Today we have Kelly Guarino from Nurshell Radiology, and she is the Director of Marketing. So, Kelly, thank you again for joining us. She's joining us on the phone today. And so before the break, I was asking you about the hours and how that works if a patient is working 9 to 5 and maybe can they come in on Saturday? What kinds of options do you offer for them?
Right. Unfortunately, now during these times, we don't have Saturday hours. So we're hoping that when this passes us by to resume our normal hours, which had been Monday through Saturday, and we would start as early as 7 a.m. or 7:30.
Okay.
We would go sometimes until 7 p.m. So we're hoping to get back to that. But today, as of right now, our facility, New Rochelle Radiology, is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're still trying to do our best, you know, come in a little early so that we can get patients out and on their way if they do have to be somewhere.
Right.
But, you know, we are limited right now with our hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I understand that you have a certified radiologist on site. I would imagine that's very convenient rather than waiting for the doctor to look at it. How does that work?
Well, the main benefit I feel for having a radiologist on site is that we can do biopsies there in the office. So it eliminates the trip to a hospital. So if you have a mammography, a breast ultrasound, and a breast workup, and then need to have a biopsy, you don't have to request all your records, sign releases, and
right.
take them to a hospital for that procedure. Our radiologist, which we have, I do want to mention, dedicated women's imagers that they're fellowship trained, and they're just women's imagers. So this is all they do. They're an expert in that field. And we have them on site daily so people can have that biopsy right in the office. And I think that's a huge benefit for having a doctor on site. But also if a referring physician or healthcare provider has a question, oh, I just have a question about this test, or maybe what should I order, you know, for this type of a problem, mm-hmm. they can call our office and get through to a doctor.
Right.
And be able to speak with them directly.
And I was looking at your website, and I noticed that patients can make online appointments if they like, rather than calling. But they have to have a referral from their doctor or healthcare professional, correct?
Correct. All of the studies that we do at New Rochelle Radiology needs a written prescription from their doctor or their healthcare provider. And the doctor can also call us and give us a verbal order. So
okay.
if they're not operating out of their office, if they're only doing telemedicine visits
yeah.
or phone calls with their patients, they don't have to write out a written prescription and hand it to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor can call our office, and we can take it as a verbal order. But, yes, we do need a written prescription from the patient's physician, and the patient does need an appointment with us.
Okay. And I also noticed on your website you do have a private online portal where patients can view their images and reports. How does that work?
Yes. So on our website online, we actually have a portal for both patients and their physicians, which is a huge benefit that a
sure.
doctor can log in and view the images from wherever they may be with their computer. But
mm-hmm.
yes, a patient can, to get their results, they can sign up online for their patient portal, or they can, you know, have their results mailed to their home address from us,
or picked up in person, or they're automatically faxed or mailed to their physician. So the physician will also get the report.
Okay, so earlier, I want to emphasize earlier what we discussed. So there are patients, I would imagine, right now putting off their annual mammogram and their annual, or not annual, but their ultrasound if they're pregnant. Can you just stress about the cleaning for the facility and what the procedures are?
Yes. Well, I just want to tell people, if your doctor is ordering a radiology exam for you, then they feel that it's necessary, right? They think that it's important for you to go and do it. So we want to reassure all the patients that we're open, we're here for you, and that we are clean. You know, we do care, and we have upped, as you know, as I said earlier, we've always had our facility thoroughly cleaned nightly, but now we've just upped the disinfecting and the cleaning. You know, at minimum, it's the CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all wearing masks. We're all screening our staff. We're screening our patients. The director actually speaks personally to the employees, you know, physically just to assess their health every morning. The surface areas are cleaned after every single patient. They're wiped down and cleaned. You know, we're washing our hands, of course, after every single patient.
Mm-hmm.
And we're limiting, you know, our schedule so that there's not a large number of people coming through the door every day or at the same time.
And obviously, the staff wears masks, the patient and gloves, and the patient, I'm sure, most of the time wears masks and gloves as well.
Correct.
So you're minimizing the physical contact with the surfaces,
exactly.
But they're, like you said, they're all cleaned thoroughly every day and every night. And also
the surface areas are cleaned in between every patient. So if you come in at 9 o'clock and leave at 9:15, somebody comes in at 9:30, that's been cleaned in between you and the next person.
Okay. And can you also just tell us, as we wrap up again, about the 3D mammography and how new that is?
It is. I hear the music, but 3D mammography, you know, mammography has always been the gold standard in breast cancer screening. And a 3D mammo takes so many more images at different angles, and it provides a clearer, more detailed image, which in turn allows our radiologists to see more and detect cancer at its earliest stages when it is most treatable.